If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But there is good, good news that we must bring to this message. As the people were being driven off to Babylon, they were being told that redemption would come one day if they turned their hearts back to the Lord. Indeed, they did, and redemption did come.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, have you as a kid ever built something up and up and up just to knock it down? Okay, I know this is primarily a little boy's activity, but I know some of you females get it too. It could be a set of blocks that you carefully arrange to produce the biggest skyscraper possible, trying hard to keep it stable and steady until little brother or sister comes by and notices that the middle block is red and tries to grab it. But if you avoid that scenario, you get it to its highest point. Used up all the blocks, gaze at it admiringly, and then take a swing or carefully remove a foundation and watch it all tumble. Perhaps that's all connected to our fascination as well on a much larger scale of watching buildings tens of stories tall being imploded and dropping suddenly to the ground, crushing themselves under the weight. All of these instances are about us tearing down in order to build back up, but also the little perverse enjoyment in watching the destruction, the power of destruction of that which had been constructed. But building up and tearing down certainly happens in life for societies as well as for individuals. And some want to blame God when lives fall apart, when nations crumble. But today, we're going to look at that from God's point of view here on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Big Daddy Weave reminds us that when it comes to God, we need to follow, obey, and stay.
Flash of lightning, I've heard the rolling thunder, I've felt the crashing of the waves. And though I've known your presence and been filled with wonder, still there are many things that pull me away. But don't let me go. You come and find this runaway, and in your loving arms, you bring me home again. But what's it gonna take to make me stay?
In the last chapter of the book of 2 Kings in the Bible, we read of the fall of Jerusalem, the capital of Judah, to King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. Since the reign of the righteous king Hezekiah, who nevertheless, out of pride, had toured the soon-to-be-rising Babylonians through his store of riches and the beautiful temple built by Solomon, things had gotten worse and worse, with only a bright spot in the reign of his great-grandson, Josiah. Hezekiah built up his kingdom by first building up his relationship to God and the spiritual foundations of the people, tearing down high places and pagan altars and solidifying the worship of God, of Yahweh. But his son, Manasseh, destroyed it all because he was evil, and he made the people follow his lead. He rebuilt those altars in high places. So when he was attacked by Assyria, Manasseh had no covering from the Lord, and he was even taken captive, and Jerusalem began to be dismantled. As power shifted from Assyrians to Babylonians, Jerusalem continued to be attacked. As the kings of Judah turned away from the Lord, Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon destroyed them deeper and deeper until finally they captured King Zedekiah while he was fleeing, killed dozens of his sons before his eyes, and then put his eyes out. Then, it says, set fire to the temple of the Lord, the royal palace, and all the houses and buildings of Jerusalem. The Babylonians broke up the bronze pillars, the movable stands, and the bronze sea at the temple, and carried the bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, shovels, wick trimmers, dishes, and all the bronze articles used in the temple service, the censers and sprinkling bowls, all that were made of pure gold or silver. By the way, they also took all the religious and governmental leaders and executed them. Notice the detail. The bronze pillars, which weighed so much that they literally could not be weighed, down to the wick trimmers and shovels. This was not just a conquering. It was an annihilation of the people and their culture, down to the very trappings of their lives. This had followed upon successive destructions from Assyrians who tore down walls and took treasure, to Egyptians who took from King Jehoiakim silver and gold, to then Nebuchadnezzar taking, as it says in chapter 24, all the treasure from the temple of the Lord and the royal palace from Zedekiah's predecessor. And finally, what we just read. You see, here is the pattern. This was not God, but man's sin decaying and destroying. Manasseh and his successors brought more and more evil into Judah, and the people saw their lives shattered more and more. They no longer wanted God, so God left them to fend for themselves. When we abandon the Lord, our lives are open to greater and greater destruction. The evil that is always waiting to kill and destroy comes in freely. We are defenseless. The protection that the good kings, Hezekiah and Josiah, experienced was not a metaphor, but an illustration. As they obeyed the Lord walked with them, covering them. As Manasseh to Zedekiah turned their backs on God, the evil within them and around them tore them and the nation apart, down to the shovels and wick trimmers. But there is good news that we must bring to this message. As the people were being driven off to Babylon, they were being told that redemption would come one day if they turned their hearts back to God. Indeed, they did, and redemption did come. And although many didn't see it, Their ultimate redemption came to Jerusalem, the redemption for not just the Jews, but the whole world. Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, came to redeem all who would humble themselves and repent or turn from their sin. He would then cleanse them and in turn build the kingdom of God, the final building of buildings. You see, God is not a destroyer, but the creator. And while those who desire to do evil will find their final destruction, Jesus will redeem all who turn to him. So, why not stop your destruction right now and pray with me? Pray, dear Jesus, pray with me. Dear Jesus, I am sorry for all my sin. Please stop the destruction in my life. Forgive me. Redeem me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. Or you can write me at SundayBreakfastMission.org. That's our website, SundayBreakfastMission.org, and you can find a place to write me. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.